This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday.
With Michael and Dean.
You don't really hear much of her anymore, do you?
Oh, no. She's, you know, well, she's retired, isn't she?
Sort of faded into obscurity.
Yeah.
Well,
she's there with Billy Piper.
She'll come back. Billy who? Now we've got a guest, haven't we?
Yes, we do. We have Brett. Hello, Brett. We've got Brett Lasham here from the Laird Hotel. How's it going?
Hey, guys.
I'm
outraged. I'm disgusted.
I know. Go on. Why?
If I get to Aldi and there's no more of those transgender books left, I'm going to be pissed.
The thing is, though, it isn't a transgender book. It's a book about a little boy who tries. I mean, that's not a transgender book.
I know. I think that's what irritates me the most.
It's a boy who's doing dress-ups.
Just because they're wearing a dress doesn't mean they're transgender and they should be able to wear whatever they want.
Yes, it's children, you know. Don't cloud that.
Yeah. I know my mum will be going out and buying them for the grandkids. She'll be loving it. Yeah.
Everyone's getting one for Christmas. Yeah.
I mean, you know, David, and that's now you can go see those live. I think they're doing them live in the West End. You know, there's books.
Wearing a dress.
No, the books
kids
have
wearing
been
dresses.
Made into like a play, you know, that you can go and watch.
They don't do that now.
Yes.
Make your own play.
This is going to be hard work, isn't it?
Choose your own play. I think it'd be good.
All right, let's move on. What about the Northside Bazaar?
That's what we're here talking about, aren't we?
Yes.
Now, when is that going on?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, 21st of October, Saturday the 21st of October.
Now, this is a fundraiser every single
segment.
Year.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
When did it begin, Brett? When did
2011,
all this
I think.
Yeah, I think
A humble little thing just inside the Laird, yeah.
And I know that right from the beginning that the Laird, the VAC and Joy were all involved, you know. And obviously countless meetings went on.
It started off with a gentleman you might have heard of, Tex McKenzie, approached me. It was a couple of years after we still had mooning going on, which goes strong every year.
Yes.
But slave auction had sort of gone by the wayside a couple of years before, which some people may have remember. Slave auction was where guys would pretty much nominate them, they'd get up on stage and be auctioned off to clean your house,
massage, anything, be a den pig, whatever.
Yeah. But it sort of went by the wayside with people, how people sort of, the money coming in for the effort that was put into the event, and Tex approached me to say he wanted to get something going again for the community, something leathery, fetish related, but just fun community. And it was kind of born from there, and my obvious thing was, okay, I want it to benefit David Williams Fund. Tex, of course, being involved with VAC and with Joy at the time, was like, can we do a double fundraiser? I was like, can we? Totally, yeah. Let's do it. And it was just sort of born from there, then dealing with both VAC and Joy on how we do it.
I've been quite a few years in a row, and it's open to everyone, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah, 18
it's
plus,
not,
yeah.
But it's not just the men.
No way.
It's the men
and
the women.
Yeah.
It used to just be in the Laird, but in the past couple of years, it's gotten bigger now. So now it's spilled over to the street. You've got the Laird, you've got the hall next door, and you've got the street in between, haven't you?
Yeah, the Masonic Hall guys hire the whole hall and car park out to us for the weekend, which is great. They're really supportive. They've been great the whole time.
Forgive my ignorance, but I didn't go when it was in the. Does it work being split up like that? No, I'm asking.
No, it's actually quite a failure. Yeah.
Yes, it is a disaster.
What it enabled us to
do,
so it started off, the initial concept was, let's do something where there's a barbecue. Oh, cool, we'll get Joy to run the barbecue. We'll do an auction. Tex will be on stage doing an auction. And then we'll do a sort of leathery treasury thing in the pool room where people donate stuff. So Tex would be auctioning business.
And there's like donated loads items, of stuff.
And it was pretty much those three things, barbecue, auction house, and a donated item thingy, like a market stall sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then it just grew, and we couldn't fit more people in. We couldn't make more money for the two.
It was a chocker's day, wasn't it?
Two entities. And it was just like, how do we do it? Let's expand to the street. And I freaked out and went, no. And then I went, yes. And we did it. And it just kicked butt.
So you were worried.
Oh, yeah, first year, yeah. So, well, I'd never, you're dealing with council, you're dealing with local licensing, all this stuff to just get that together. Yeah. And nowadays, now to have the people from VAC and like Tennille from Joy, like the experience of
these
people.
It's a real team effort, isn't it?
I'm starting to freak out at how much easier it is for me. I'm going, have I forgotten something? Don't worry, Tennille's done all the applications. Have I, this, this, this. I don't worry, Renee from VAC's done all that. And I'm like, well, shouldn't I have done something? And
Yeah, you don't normally.
I mean,
just talk on the radio about it.
Make sure there are enough kegs.
Yeah, enough beer.
You know, one of them. So it's a huge day where it's auctioning a whole lot of stuff.
Yep.
Well, so and is that just stuff that people donate?
Yeah, yeah. So you've got, it's kind of, and some people can get a bit confused with how, I'll break it down for you.
We've got
the auction house, and we kind of have split it up over the years. So there's the auction house, which is pretty much a VAC-run sort of thing, of Victor and AIDS Council, with Tex and the boys running that. So that's where businesses will donate items, or if you've got something of historical, queer value that can be auctioned, it could be a leather jacket that someone wore at a comp or something from, you know, a 1984 lesbian poetry reading or something, it can be auctioned, you know, and it's got historical value. Then there's businesses doing packages or items that are of value.
I'll be honest, it's what is great about it is you can go there and get something you want. Mm. A business is able to give something away and promote
and
themselves.
They get exposure. They're on the website for a whole
year.
That's
what it's about isn't it?
And it's amazing what you can do. As your co-host Dean here knows, it could be something like 6 cupcakes that our friend from Froggy would have made.
Froggy Bakes.
Froggy would, I think it was the year before, Froggy
he
6 cupcakes.
He did fetish cupcakes.
Dean, they were auctioned them. It was like 6 cupcakes. What are you going to do? You're going to eat them, they're gone. What do you got?
Yeah. And Dean,
one cupcake went for $320.
There you go, for cupcakes.
And that's what I love about it. It's about the community as well. Yeah.
No, you're quite right.
It is about giving back.
You two guys, are you having issues?
Interrupts every week. You'd know that if you'd listened. Yeah. It's not all about your segment, you know.
Okay. That's what's great about it. Like, some people do have, there's always that signature fetish item, whether it's a jacket or whatever. I remember I got a lovely leather vest with the leather flag painted on the back.
Yeah.
And there's always a signature item that
and we've got
really
a couple of those
is.
From the Leatherman competition. So we've got two from the Leatherman comp this year. Two props that were part of the Leatherman comp this year that are being auctioned.
Which is going to be brilliant.
Yeah, which is
and everyone's is got it? those signature items that they want to bid for. But there's also tons of stuff throughout the day.
If you've got, someone that's got a business.
Is it too late to get involved?
Not at all, no. It's not too late to volunteer. You can go to the website, which is northsidebazaar.com.
Yes.
There's a button you can click if you want to volunteer, and the volunteer coordinators from Joy and Vac will get back to you and say, hey, what's your skills? All
or
this sort of
donate
stuff.
Anything.
You can donate. Great. You can donate
and that's
the auction
all on the
house.
Website?
Yep. You can just click. There's like contact us. Click it, opens up an email, tell us what
it's
you've got.
Very modern.
You've
got
a brand. Modern
if you've got a brand or not, you send us your logo. We put it on the website. So, you know, what works really well is awesome things are packages, you know. So you might have a B&B somewhere. So you donate a B&B package with, you know, a meal at a restaurant in the same town or something like that. That sort of stuff goes really well because people want to buy and bid for those experiences. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're right, though. I mean, I've been there and people have been incredibly generous, you know. And
please, no VHS porn.
No, because then I get it.
Oh, Dean wants a PV. Okay, VHS porn, Dean will buy it for trivia.
Oh, God, he'll not want out to anything.
Yeah.
It supplies me with trivia prizes for the whole year.
Mm. And don't the trivia guys love it?
Right, but now that's on when, Dean?
That is happening. North Side Bazaar is happening on October 21st.
Yes.
It's a Saturday. It's daylight savings time. It's kicked in a few weeks before.
Brilliant.
It's nice. And
the weather will be getting nice.
But you know what? I mean, obviously save that date in your diary right now, but we also want you to have a look at what you've got or with any organisations that you're a part of.
Yep.
If you know of something that you can donate, just go to the website.
Yeah.
And then you can, or if you want to volunteer, go to the website and contribute, because all money, as we said, that's raised on the day goes to not only Joy, but the David Williams Fund from VAC.
And if it's something just a little bit more bric-a-brac-y, it can be donated for the Leather and Treasure area, which is more of the market stall, you know, the car market sort of thing.
I mean, Dean Beck used to go there year after year and get rid of all the dildos.
All the dildos he had, yes, yeah. You know? All the ones that unwrapped.
A table.
Unwrapped.
Yeah. Every year.
Yep.
No used insertables. That's Tennille's favourite line, is no used insertables.
Yeah.
Hi, Tennille.
She's not listening.
She's inserting it, isn't
she? Oh, God.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. So if you want to know, or everything you want to know is up on the website, northsidebazaar.com. Just head there. You can donate. You can volunteer.
Yeah.
You know, and don't forget to put it in your diary and save the date.
Good on you. I think we'll keep it at the one segment.
Yeah.
You're on Joy.
Thanks for joining us, Fred.
Cheers, guys.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air.
Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.